早上我们在这里还要继续的交通我们的信息。
This morning we'll continue with our message for the retreat.
我们的主题是什么呢？
What is our theme for the retreat?
我想到现在就是大家都能够知道了。
I think everybody should know by now.
起来，我们建造。
Let us build.
我们一起来读一处的圣经。
We like to read some passages together.
在历代志下六章十八节。
Second Chronicles chapter 6 verse 18.
那如果你有圣经，你可以翻开。
If you have your Bible with you, feel free to turn to it.
我你的恩典很够用，如果没有的话，在上面可以看得到。
If you don't have your Bible, the Lord's grace is sufficient. You can look at the projector.
好，请我们一起来读。
Let's read them together.
我们从第十八节读到第二十节。
Chapter 6, verse 18.
神果真与世人同住在地上吗？看哪，天和天上的天尚且不足与你居住的，何况我所建的这殿呢？唯求耶和华我的神垂顾仆人的祷告祈求，俯听仆人在你面前的祈祷呼吁。愿你昼夜看顾这殿，就是你应许立为你名的居所，求你垂听仆人向此处祷告的话。那这一段圣经是所罗门他所讲的。
And these are the words of the King Solomon.
那他很清楚的知道。
He knew clearly in his heart.
虽然他把神的圣殿盖起来。
Even though he could build up the temple for God.
他说天和天上的天尚且不足你居住。
He knew clearly that will God really dwell on earth with man?
何况我所建的这殿呢？
The heavens, even the highest heavens cannot contain you. How much less this temple I have built?
建造圣殿所有使用的材料。
All the materials we need to build up the temple.
如果放到市场上。
If you sell them in the market,
它和其他的所有东西都是一样的。
They're just like the same materials available in the general market.
金子也不过就是金子。
Gold is just gold.
这些木材也就是一些木头而已。
All the lumbers will be nothing but lumbers.
但是在这里，神说。
But here God said,
你应许立为你名的居所。
The dwell that we chosen to have your name.
神立他的殿。是他名的居所。
God called the temple where he named his dwelling.
神在那里要与人同住。
That's the place that God wants to live with man.
原本我们这些人也不过是在火中的一根柴。
People like us were nothing but a piece of wood in the fire.
我们也不过是污秽的罪人。
We're nothing but filthy sinners.
但是今天是神把我们拯救出来。
But it is God who has rescued us.
所以在我们身上有这么奇妙的恩典。
And he has this marvelous grace for us.
神今天能够住在我们心里。
That he has chosen to stay in our hearts.
我们一起来读一下以弗所书。
Let's read Ephesians.
第二章
Chapter 2
十九节到第二十二节
Verses 19 to 22
这样你们不再做外人和客旅是与圣徒同国是神家里的人了并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上有基督耶稣自己为房角石这房靠他联络得合适渐渐成为主的圣殿你们也靠他同被建造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在神拣选了我们
God has chosen us
叫我们不再做客旅
so that we're no longer aliens
我们也不再是外人
neither foreigners
我们乃是神家里的人
but member of the household of God
所以我们在这里看见
therefore we know
他说你们也靠他同被建造
that together we'll build up
成为神借着圣灵居住的所在
to become a dwelling in which God lives by his spirit
这里讲到一个殿
here he talks about a place
不是外面物质的殿
it's not a material temple
讲到我们都被建成主的圣殿
but us together are built up to become a place for the Lord
我想我们要来认识圣殿的意义
therefore we need to understand the meaning of temple
我们知道在所罗门他把圣殿盖好了
We all knew after he finished the temple project
神立那里为他们的居所
And God has called that place his dwelling
就是神要在那里与人同在
Which means God will be with men in that place
但是我们看见所罗门把圣殿盖好还没有太久
And we saw soon after he finished the project of the temple
以 色列的百姓开始拜偶像。
Israelites started worship idols.
他们行可憎的事情。
They did something wicked against God.
所以到了一个地步，神不能再留在他们当中。
It was so wicked to a point that God had to depart from them.
神的心那么的伤痛。
And God was so grieved in his heart.
他从至圣所离开。
Therefore, he had to start to depart from his holy place.
他来到圣所。
And he had left the holy of holy and he came to the holy place.
他离开圣所。
And then he ended up leaving the holy place.
他来到东门。
And came to the east gate.
哦，我们的神依依不舍。
And you saw how unwilling he departed from that place.
他到了东边的山上。
And he came to the mount to the east of the temple.
到了一个地步，神的荣耀离开了以色列。
Until a point that you know the glory of God departed from Israelites.
我们知道在神的心中。神向着以色列的心意是这样的宝贵。
We know originally he has such a precious purpose for Israelites.
但是他们犯罪了，离开了。
But they sinned against God.
他们最后被掳了。
And at the end they were captivated.
没有荣耀。
They had no glory.
只有羞辱。
But shame.
像神的心意在他们身上已经失落了。
It's like they have lost the original purpose God had for them.
所以神呼召他们回来。
Therefore, again, God called them to return.
弟兄姊妹，这个殿不再讲到一个外面物质的殿。
But brothers and sisters, to return to the temple is not the material temple we're talking about.
今天神有没有在我们里面能够居首位
？What we're saying is God is first in your heart.
今天如果神没有在我们里面居首位
，If God is not number one in your life,
这个殿。不过是一个空虚的。
A material temple is nothing but vain temple.
神的荣耀没有办法居住在这里。
Where God's glory cannot dwell.
所以神要呼召我们回来。
That's why God is calling, come back.
有一个人他问许多人一个问题，就人生的目的到底是什么
？One man likes to ask many people the same question. What is the purpose of a man's life?
到底人生的目的是什么
？What is the purpose of a man's life?
今天你问年轻人
，You ask young people.
Priscilla 可能他说人生的目的，我要考到驾照。
And Priscilla's purpose right now in life maybe is to get her driver's license.
And get a Mini Cooper.
Or get a Mini Cooper.
这可能就是他的一个目的。
That probably is the purpose of her life for now.
你的目的是什么呢
？What is your purpose?
生意要做成功。
And you have to make money in your business.
事业要发达。
You have good career.
学校要读得好。
Study well and still get good grades.
但是今天如果神不是我们人生的目的
But if God is not the purpose of your life
如果我们的目的还不过是地上的
If our purpose is nothing but worldly things
还不过是短暂的
Something that's temporary in nature
今天我们里面绝对是空虚
Then you definitely feel empty inside
好像当神的荣耀离开了以色列
It's like God has departed with his glory from Israelites
那个殿不过是空虚
And the left temple was left with nothing but emptiness.
没有意义，没有价值。
There was no meaning to that structure anymore.
神要呼召我们。
Therefore, God is calling us.
从被掳的光中要回来。
That to return from the exile.
今天有多少的情形，我们在被掳的情况
？And we are so often falling into a condition of exile.
好像仇敌能够任意的来辖制我们。
In which our enemy can just hold on to us easily.
在基督里的自由。失去了
The liberty we had all from Jesus Christ was lost.
我们人生在一个迷茫中
We are without direction.
不晓得方向
We don't know where we are going.
很多时候家庭受了仇敌的辖制
And many times the devil attacked our family.
夫妻之间的关系被仇敌掳去了
The spousal relationship is involved with the devil's work.
今天我们父母和儿女的关系，很多都被仇敌掳去了。
And the relationship between parents and children are also damaged.
从神荣耀的心意中失落。
We all have fallen from the glorious purpose of God.
被掳了。
We are captivated.
神在那里呼召我们，让
我回来。And God is calling us to come back.
让我回来。
To come back.
是的，他不以怒目来向着我们。
Yes, he will no longer look at us with anger.
他要完全的接纳我们
，But he wants unconditionally accept us，
像丈夫接纳妻子一样
，Just like husband will accept his wife，
他要医治我们一切被盗的病
，And he wants to heal us all of rebellious，
只要我们回来
，As long as we return，
但是我们知道神的心意 就是要建造这个殿。
Yet his heart is to build it up.
建造成了家。
To build up the household of God.
所以我们在以弗所书这段圣经里面，一开始他讲到说，我们不再做外人，不再做客旅。
That's why in this passage says we're no longer foreigners or aliens.
今天我们是神家里的人。
But a member of the household of God.
啊，一回到家里面。
Once a person returns home.
我们看见下面马上就讲到建造。
Immediately, next step is to start to build.
还要建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
And it's built upon the foundation of apostles.
有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
And Jesus himself is the chief cornerstone.
各房靠他联络的合适。
And all members are built up together through him.
渐渐成为主的圣殿。
To gradually become a holy temple in the Lord.
因为神的心意就是要建造。
Because in the heart of God, he wants to build.
今天如果我们没有归回的话。
Yet if we have not yet even returned.
还在一个被掳的情形中。
If we're still in exile.
神在我们身上还没有地位。
Then God does not even hold a ground to start a building work.
没有办法开始。
He cannot even start.
我们昨天讲到以色列这些民回来了。
Yesterday we talked about how those exiles returned.
归回的民不过是少数。
They were just remnants.
但是在神的眼中是非常的宝贵。
However, they are very precious in the eyes of God.
只是一个一个的数点。
And one by one, God numbered them.
每一个都是他心中所爱的。
Each one is precious.
这些人回来，首先他们重建祭坛。
When they returned, the first thing they did was to build up the altar.
在神的家里面需要有祭坛。
Because in the house of God there has to be altar.
我们永远要知道耶稣基督救赎的根基。
We always have to know the foundation of the salvation of Jesus Christ.
哦，我们在十字架下低头。
We will wander at the foot of His cross.
静默思想。
And we meditate.
是的，神的儿子为我们受苦害。
Yes, we meditate upon the fact that he suffered for us.
无瑕疵、无斑点，神的羔羊。
He was a holy lamb of God without blemish.
啊，为我们受死，且死在十字架上。
He died for our sake, a death upon the cross.
我们永远要来到祭坛的面前。
Therefore, we always have to come to the altar.
我们眼目注视这位钉十字架的基督。
And we fix our eyes upon this crucified Christ.
我们里面充满了喜乐。
And our hearts are filled with joy.
主是那个燔祭在祭坛上
because he has become that burnt offering on the altar for us
神也呼召我们都把自己献上
and in the meantime God calling us to offer up ourselves on the altar as well
让我们成为那个活的祭物
so that we can become that living sacrifice
主为我们死了
since Jesus died for us
今天我们都要为主来活着
and we shall all live for the Lord
他们重建了祭坛
they rebuilt the altar
然后他们要开始建造圣殿
the next thing is to build the temple
那他们开始呢先建造圣殿的根基
and first they have to restore the foundation of the temple
我们知道所有建造的根基必须是耶稣基督
we all know the foundation has to be Jesus Christ
有耶稣基督为房角石
because Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone
有在这个房角石上在这个根基上教会能够被建立起来
church cannot be built upon unless it's built upon this cornerstone
今天不论世界上有多好的方法
it doesn't matter how many ways men or this world can offer
有多少的智慧
or how many wisdom this world can offer
有多少事情吸引人的心
how many things out there are so attractive
但是我们说我们的眼目只注视在主耶稣基督
上 but we'll say we fix our eyes upon Jesus alone
除他以外在天我们还有谁呢
and we aside from him we have no one in heaven
除他以外像我们没有所爱慕的
and aside from him we love no one else on earth
再也没有什么能够满足我们的心
there's nothing in this world can satisfy our heart
与他是我们的一切
it has to be Christ who is all to us
他是我们的一切
he is our all
当这些犹太人回来他们把根基立定了
so when these Jews returned they laid the foundation of the temple
但是我们知道每一次讲到建造
we all know when it comes to construction
这是神的心意
We know that's in the heart of God
神他就是要来建造
And God wants to build
但是仇敌他最不甘心也是建造
At the same time that's the thing the enemy hates most
有很多的时候你说啊你信主他觉得也没有关系
And it's okay if you believe the Lord. Devil will settle with that.
你去做很多好事，他还鼓励你，他说：“哎，这个不错。”
And if you try to do good things, he will even encourage you some.
啊，你蹦蹦跳跳的，他说：“哎，蛮不错的，很兴奋。”
And if you're energetic and hyper, he said, "Well, that's good."
你谈谈健康，哎，他说也可以。
You teach people things regarding your health, and he said, "That's okay to teach in the church."
但是你说我们要建造神的家。
But if you say we want to arise and build up the house of God.
啊，仇敌他不甘心。
They will not want to do that.
你会知道说仇敌用尽他一切的力量拦阻。
And they want with every effort to stop us.
来破坏。
To damage.
这就是因为仇敌他也认识，当教会被建造起来。
It's because they recognize once the church is built up.
教会能够彰显神的荣耀。
That will be the place God's glory will be seen.
仇敌的结局就近了。
And then their ending is near.
我们来读一下以斯拉记。
Let's read book of Ezra.
第一节，第四章第一节到第四节。
Chapter 4, verses 1 to 4.
犹大和便雅悯的敌人听说被掳归回的人为耶和华以色列的神建造殿宇，就去见所罗巴伯和以色列的族长，对他们说：“请容我们与你们一同建造，因为我们寻求你们的神，与你们一样。自从亚述王以撒哈顿带我们上这地以来，我们常祭祀神。”但所罗巴伯、耶稣雅和其余以色列的族长对他们说：“我们建造神的殿与你们无干，我们自己为耶和华以色列的神协力建造，是照波斯王古列所吩咐的。那地的名就在犹大人建造的时候，使他们的手发软，扰乱他们。”我们看见仇敌不甘心神的百姓开始在那里建造。
You see how enemies are not happy to see the God's people was building.
他们想用一个诡计。
Therefore, they try to trick them.
你们要建造也是很好的。
They will say, "Oh, it's good that you're going to build."
那请容我们与你们一同建造。
But let us help you.
仇敌常常他的工作不是一下子要来摧毁你。
Many times the work of the enemy is not something that happens suddenly.
他先好像来加入你。
At first, they will say, "Let's join you."
他要来一同建造。
They want to build it together with us.
但是我想在这个地方我们认识。
Here we know.
所罗巴伯、耶稣雅和其余的以色列的族长。
Zerubbabel, Joshua, and the rest of the heads of the families of Israel.
他们里面那样的清楚。
They were so clear in their heart.
那这些人，他们不是真心来建造。
They knew these weren't people truly wanted help.
他们是要来破坏神的工程。
Instead, they came to destroy the work of God.
有一次，有一个姊妹，她以前是惯道的。
Once there was this sister, she used to worship idols.
后来她得救了。
Then later on, she was saved.
她后来告诉我。
She told us.
他说他们一贯道里面也有一个单位啊，专门讲基督教的。
Among the idols, she was worshiping. One of them was Jesus.
那他们呢，也在那里所谓读圣经。
And the group that she was in was also studying Bible.
他们也讲圣经。
And they even talk about Bible.
但是你问问他，他们到底讲的是什么
？But if you ask her, what have you learned?
他们完全在讲一个另外一番的道理。
Was totally different from the truth in the Bible.
充满了仇敌魔鬼的工作。
It was filled with the work of the devil.
今天这些敌人，他们说我们也要来一同建造。
Here our enemies are saying, "Let us join you and help you with it."
但他们知道说，这些建造耶和华的殿是与你们无干的。
Yet they knew clearly the leaders of Israelites it had nothing to do with you.
对，今天我们和世界是毫无相干的。
Therefore, our work has nothing to do with the world also.
我们和仇敌是毫无相干的。
We have nothing to do with the devil.
也没有任何一个事情可以来代替主他的事情。
There's nothing in this world can take the place of our Lord.
对，我们昨天提到说，真的以别的代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必要加增。
Just like we quoted yesterday from the Bible, if you replace the Lord with anything else, your grief will surely increase.
我们知道，从我们开工，我们常常 放的一句话，就是基督是一切，又在一切之内。
Just like the theme of our Warner ministry is Christ is all and in all.
主把这个负担放在我们里面。
Because the Lord has put this verse in our heart.
因为我们真的知道，
我们需
要建造神的家。
We need to build up the house of God.
根基是耶稣基督。
Upon the foundation of Jesus Christ.
所有建造的物质必须是耶稣基督。
All the materials in this structure have to be of Jesus Christ.
你建成的圣殿必须是耶稣基督。
The temple we intend to finish has to be of Jesus Christ.
我们不能把所有任何其他的东西来加在里面。
That do not bring anything else into the construction.
是的，我们说温柔是一个很好的生命。
Yes, gentleness is a nice nature.
每一个弟兄可能都希望他的姊妹是很温柔的。
Any husband desires their wife to be gentle.
但是今天这个温柔如果不是主自己的生命，
However, if the gentleness of your wife is not out of the Lord,
就算你有一个最温柔的姊妹，
Even you have the most gentle wife in the world,
但是这个不能属于教会的建造，
That cannot be part of the construction.
这个温柔必须是基督的生命。
All the gentleness has to be from the life of Jesus Christ.
我们说忍耐，会忍耐的人是一个很好的美德。
Patience is a very good virtue.
但是你可以学着忍耐。
You can learn to be patient.
你也可以训练忍耐。
And you can be trained to become patient.
但是一说到教会的建造。
But when we are talking about the building work of church.
这个忍耐必须是主的生命。
That patience has to come out of the life of Christ.
如果不是主的生命。
It is not from the life of the Lord.
不能有份于圣殿的建造。
It will not have any part in the work of the temple.
所以我们慢慢就会很清楚。
Therefore, gradually we will know.
有一个弟兄他问我说，到底什么叫做基督是一切？
Christian brother once asked me, what does it mean by Christ is all?
怎么样可能让基督是一切呢？
How can it be possible that to have Christ in all things?
我想我们真的知道，主告诉我们要进窄门，要走窄路。
We all know the Lord says, go through the narrow gate and walk on the narrow path.
那这个窄门，
the narrow gate
是叫做窄于基督。
It's as wide as Jesus Christ.
我们必须从基督经过。
Therefore, we have to go through nothing but through Jesus Christ.
只有属于基督是基督生命的才能过去。
Only those who are of Christ or through Christ can go through the gate.
到新耶路撒冷的时候，
When we enter into the New Jerusalem,
那个城门是一个珍珠。
The gates were made of pearls.
那经过这个，我们才能进到。
And only through those pearl gates we can enter into the New Jerusalem.
若不是基督的生命，是没有办法进去的。
Without the life of Christ, we can never enter into that city.
当保罗讲到建造，
And when Paul talks about construction,
他说他已经立了根基，就是耶稣基督。
He said, I laid down the foundation, which is Christ Jesus.
那个人好多神的儿女都在上面建造。
And upon which many children of God are building together.
看你用什么材料来建造。
And now the key is what kind of material do you use?
有人用金银宝石，有人用草木合接。
Some may use gold and silver. Some may use haystack.
但他讲到一件事情，到那一天都有火的试验。
But Paul made it clear to us that one day they all will all be tested.
当火来试验的时候。
When the fire of God came upon these structures.
所有不属于基督的。
Whatever.Not all of Christ
都要被烧掉
will be all burned away
都不能存在
will not stay
都没有价值
will have no value
所以他们那么清楚这些从仇敌来的与建造的工程是无干的
Therefore these leaders knew clearly this enemy's help has nothing to do with God's structure
但是我们实在看见仇敌在那里搅扰他们
But we saw truly how enemy tried to distract them
这句话说使他们的手发软
So they try to disperse them and make them afraid.
让他们没有力气再去建造。
So they will lose the strength to construct.
今天我们一讲到要起来，我们建造。
So when we talk about arise, let us build.
弟兄姊妹，我们心里有准备。
Therefore, be prepared, brothers and sisters.
蒙赎的儿女当侍奉。
We are redeemed, the children of God. We should absolutely serve.
面对无数的仇敌。
Facing many foes.
仇敌不可能会甘心的
Because they will not just let us build easily
可能你说好我把自己奉献了我要好好的来追求主
You may say yes I have just offered myself to the Lord And from now I'm going to pursue the Lord
一下子你的公司发生了问题
But to your surprise maybe something going to happen at work
啊一下子我的手又软了
And then we're discouraged
我好好去顾到这个事情吧
Oh I better take care of this problem here at work
当教会要起来往前建造的时候
When the church is rising up to build
我们知道仇 敌他可能用各样的诡计。
Be aware that the devil trying to trick us.
让神的儿女手软。
So that we will be discouraged.
仇敌永远要在那里破坏建造的工程。
Because their purpose is continuously damage and destroy the work of God.
所以拉四章二十四节。
Therefore, Ezra chapter 4:24.
于是，在耶路撒冷神殿的工程就停止了。
Therefore, the work on the house of God in Jerusalem came to a standstill.
直停到波斯王大力乌第二年。
Until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia.
他们一停工，停了十六年的时间。
And they stopped for 16 years.
十六年的时间，他们没有在那里建造。
For 16 years long, there's no construction.
从一回来，他们就知道只有一个目的，要建造。
They had returned to Jerusalem with one purpose in mind, which was to build the temple of God. But because of the hindrance work of the devil, they stopped. And let's read Haggai.
先知在这里鼓励他们。哈该书第一章。
大力乌王第二年六月初一日，耶和华的话借先知哈该向犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚说，万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说建造耶和华殿的时刻尚未来到。那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？现在万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为，你们打的种多，收的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱的将工钱装在破漏的囊中。万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为，你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀，这是耶和华说的。你们盼望多得，所得的却少，你们收到家中我就吹去，这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉，你们个人却顾自己的房屋。故原文作分，这是耶和华万军之耶和华说的。
好，当以色列百姓他们手软，把工程停顿了下来。
And because they were discouraged, they became afraid. They stopped the construction work of the temple.
好像他们生活失去了方向，失去了目的。
They suddenly lost the purpose of their life.
原本他们一心回来要为神建造这个殿。
Because originally they came back to Jerusalem with the sole purpose in mind is to restore the temple of God.
他们在巴比伦的地方，他们可以有自己的家园。
They could have their own household and possessions in the land of Babylon.
他们可以有自己的产业。
They could have their own inheritance.
但他们愿意回来。
However, they choose to return.
很可惜，当仇敌在那里拦阻。
Unfortunately, when the enemy tried to stop them,
工程停顿了。
They ended up stopping the construction work.
他们又开始顾到自己的家。
And they start only care about their own problem and business.
神的殿荒凉，
therefore God's temple becomes desolate.
但是他们却顾自己的房子。
They care only about themselves.
神兴起先知来，
therefore God raised a prophet.
神警告他们，
and send out warning.
是的，他们好像在地上想要得一些东西。
Yes, they try to earn something for their own.
可是他们的口袋好像是破了洞一样。
But God said, "There's a hole in your pocket."
那这所有得来的都会流失掉。
Whatever you try to earn will be lost.
弟兄姊妹，今天先知也在警告我们。
In the same way, the prophet is warning us, brothers and sisters.
是不是神的工程已经停顿了呢？
Is the construction work of God stopped in your life?
虽然我们好像也回来了。
Yet maybe we are here.
从前我们在世界上迷失。
We used to be lost in the world.
我们得救了。
But after we're saved,
我们回到了神的家中。
We have returned to the house of God.
但是神建造的工程是不是也停顿了呢？
The construction work of God is stopped.
神的殿仍然荒凉。
Because his temple in our life is still desolate.
子，个人单顾自己的事情。
Because each person only cares about things regarding himself.
个人顾自己的房屋。
They only take care of their own house.
我想神的心没有办法满足。
Therefore, the heart of God is not satisfied.
神的心那样的迫切。
And he is so desperate.
我们想到主耶稣，当他来到圣殿。
We thought about when Jesus came to the temple that day.
他每一天来到圣殿。
He returned to the temple every day.
但是到那个时候，圣殿何等的荒凉。
But at that time, temple was in such a desolate condition.
这原本是为着神的儿子，为着神的名所建立的。
Because that was the place originally built for the sake of the name of God.
但是好像主耶稣他也不能停留在那里。
But even Jesus could not stay there.
他晚上就离开。
He had to leave at night.
他要走六里的路，他到伯大尼去。
He had to travel 6 miles to go to another city to rest.
主耶稣说：“我为我的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。”
Therefore, Jesus said, "I zeal for my tent like fire burning."
他看见神的殿何等的荒凉。
Because he saw the temple was in such a terrible condition.
他说看见的不是一个物质的。
He was not referring to a material structure.
看见神的家荒凉的情
形。But he saw the condition in the house of God.
啊，我们都要听见神向我们说话。
We all have to hear the warning sent out by God.
真的，以别的代替耶和华的，我们的愁苦就必定要加增。
Yes, our grief will surely increase when we replace God with anything else.
人若赚得全世界，若丧掉自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
What is the benefit that you may win the whole world but lose your life?
多少的时候，神的儿女虽然已经蒙恩了。
Many times we children of God, even though we are saved.
但是你发现说越是这样子他如果还去在地上去追求的时候
If we still pursue the world
那个痛苦是非常大的
The more painful will become
有人讲说很多时候形容像是上吊的基督徒
Then people say it's like Christian hanging in the middle of the air
你说叫他上去吗他也舍不得完全放下地上的。
You said, well, you should send to the heavenly realm, but he will not let go of the earthly thing.
你说这个看外事如粪土，他说这不可能啊。
He cannot regard all things as rubbish.
可是你真的叫他去爱世界。
But if you say, then go ahead and love the things of the world.
他里面又是很痛苦。
Yet he could not do it either.
所以常常就掉在半空中。
Now he ended up staying in the middle of the air, going nowhere.
我相信这般。犹太人
I believe at that time those Jews
他们也不甘心说圣殿在那里荒凉的
They did not like the fact that they had to leave the temple in such a desolate condition
因为到底他们回来的时候为什么要建造圣殿
After all, that was the reason why they returned
但是他们好像失去了方向
However, they lost their direction
他们顾自己的房屋
They ended only caring for themselves
顾自己的事
They only were keeping their houses and their own business
感谢主借着先知的警告
But through the warning of prophets
借着先知的话语
Through the words of God's prophets
我们来读一下以斯拉记五章第一节第二节
Ezra chapter 5 first 2 verses
那时先知哈该和义多的孙子撒加利亚奉以色列神的名向犹大和耶路撒冷的犹大人说劝勉的话于是撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约萨达的儿子耶稣亚都起来动手建造耶路撒冷神的殿有神的先知在那里帮助他所以我们知道他们停工了16年以后经过先知的警告和鼓励他们又开始建造耶和华的
殿 Here we see after 16 years through the word and the vibe of the prophet God they started the building work again
我们读一下哈该书第二章第三节和第四节
Let's read Haggai chapter 2 verses 3 and 4
你们中间存留的有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢现在你们看着如何岂不在神眼中看如无有吗耶和华说所罗巴伯啊虽然如此你当刚强约萨达的儿子大祭司约书亚你也当刚强这地的百姓你们都当刚强做工因为我与你们同在这是万军之耶和华说的在第一章它的重点神在那里警告以色列的百姓
In chapter 1 of Haggai the key point is that God was sending out a warning to his own people
第二章神在那里安慰以色列的百姓
But immediately after that in chapter 2 you see God is comforting them
在那里鼓励他们
He is there to encourage them
是的他说你们中间存留的有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢
Yet it says in verse 3, who of you is left who saw the house in his former glory?
现在你们看着如何?
How does it look to you now?
岂不在眼中看如无有吗?
Does it not seem to you like nothing?
是的，归回的殿的规模是小的。
Yes, the rebuilt temple is small.
归回的殿这些人数是少的。
And the people that return to rebuild the temple is rather a minority.
面对的仇敌视为仍然是这么的强悍。
However, the number of enemies did not decrease.
神叫他们要刚强。
But God said, be strong.
所罗巴伯，虽然如此，你当刚强。
Be strong, O Zerubbabel, declare the Lord, be strong.
约书亚，你也当刚强。
Be strong, O Joshua.
那这个约书亚就是我们前面读的耶稣亚。
And this is the same man that we read earlier, Joshua.
他说，因为我与你们同在。
Because I am with you.
只要我们刚强做工。
God wants us to be strong, continue the work.
的确，仇敌要用一切的力量来叫我们手软。
Yet indeed, our enemy is trying to frighten us.
那叫我们灰心
to discourage,
啊，叫我们失望
to make us in being despair.
多少次我们走到一个地步，我们说罢了，罢了。
Many times we work to a point, we would say, forget it, forget it.
哦，主在我们的里面要一直的激励我们。
Yet the Lord will continue to encourage us inside.
他一定要开我们的眼睛，看见他永远的心意。
He will continue to open our eyes so that we can see what's the purpose in His heart.
他要建造这个荣耀的殿。
That He desires to build up a glorious temple.
要我们刚强。
So He said, "Be strong."
刚强做工。
Be strong and work.
神与我们同在。
For I am with you.
有主与我们同在。
If we have the Lord with us,
我们就大过所有四围的仇敌。
Then we are mightier than our enemies.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有任何的惧怕。
Dear brothers and sisters, we should not be afraid.
当我们正在那里建造的时候
，While we are doing the work,
神与我们同在。
We have to know God is with us.
有神同在就是多数。
When God is on our side, we are the majority.
哈该书二章八节。
Haggai chapter 2 verse 8.
万军之耶和华说：“银子是我的，金子也是我的。”这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，在这地方我必赐平安，这是万军之耶和华说的。
In verse 8 says, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty.
虽然归回的殿规模是小的。
Even though the size of the temple that's restored is smaller,
但是神说这殿后代的荣耀必大过先前。
Yet the Lord declares the glory of this house is going to be greater than the former one.
到最后，神的心意必定要完成。
Because God's will be done at the end.
我们再看一下撒迦利亚。
Let's turn to book Zechariah.
我们读撒迦利亚书第四章第六到第十节。
Chapter 4.Verse 6 to 10.
我们请冷静弟兄帮我们读一下，好不好？神在这里看见所罗巴伯手拿着线砣，他就欢喜。
Here says God's heart rejoices when he sees the long line in the hand of Zerubbabel.
原本他们手软停工。
Originally they were discouraged and they stopped the work.
现在恢复了这个建造的工程。
Now they recontinue.
拿着线砣。
So in his hand there's a plumb line.
开始在那里建造。
Again he started the construction.
哦，神看见所罗巴伯手拿线砣就欢喜。
That's why God rejoiced when he saw there's a plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel.
所罗巴伯他立了这个殿的根基。
And he had laid the foundation for the temple.
他也必定要完成这个工。
And he will surely complete the work.
神在那里让我们知道所有建造的工作。
Therefore, God wants us to know all the construction.
不是依靠势力。
It's not through our power.
不是依靠才能。
Or money.
我们乃是依靠耶和华的灵。
But the Spirit of the Lord.
今天靠我们自己，我们永远会胆怯。
Because by ourselves, we'll always be afraid.
我们永远说，我们算什么呢？
We'll always say, "Who am I?"
我们能做什么工呢？
What can I do for God?
真的是。
Yes, indeed, we cannot.
感谢主神告诉我们，不是依靠势力。
But we thank God for He's telling us not by your might.
不是依靠才能
or your talents,
我们乃是依靠耶和华的灵
but by the Spirit of the Lord,
因为神与我们同在
because He is with us,
因为神喜悦工程能够被建造起来
because He delights when we started work,
他要得着那个荣耀的殿
He desires to obtain the glorious temple,
他要得着这个殿成为他的居所。
He wants to obtain this place to be his dwelling.
那这个殿必须以他为中心。
And this has to be a place that God oriented.
他必须是我们生活的中心。
Therefore, God has to be the center of our life.
所以今天我们讲到重建圣殿。
So when we talk about restore the temple,
不是我们说再回到耶路撒冷，我们再建立一个殿。
We're not talking about literally to travel back to Jerusalem and build a material temple.
今天犹太人他们还在那里想要重建圣殿。
And Jews today are still trying to rebuild the material structure.
我们知道他们后来好像又被世界掳去了。
Later on in the history, we knew they were captivated by the world again.
犹太人他们原本是务农的。
They were originally farmers.
他们到了巴比伦。
When they went to the land of Babylon,
他们学会了做生意。
They learned how to do trade.
哇，他们那么聪明。
Because they were so smart.
今天在全世界各地。
Even till today, in the world.
最会做生意的恐怕是犹太人。
I would say Jews are the best businessmen.
那也许其次是不是中国人，我不晓得。
And maybe Chinese is next.
但是我们一讲到犹太
，But when we talk about Jews,
成了一个专有的名词。
It has become a special term.
我想我们不用解释，我们都能够了解。
That when we say somebody is Chinese,
你说这个人很犹太啊。
When we say somebody is very Jew,
那有一次，一个英国人，他在决定说他要把他多少。的部分来奉献给神。
When was this Englishman? He talked about he desired to devote a certain percentage of his possessions for God.
所以他在地上画了一个圈。
So he drew a circle on the ground.
他把钱往上一丢。
And so he flipped a coin.
他说 ，money 哈。那他说钱掉下来的时候，掉在这个圈里面的就是属神的。
So he held on all his money and he drew whatever fell within the circle is God.
那掉在外面的就是他自己。
Whatever fell people outside the circle would be mine.
后来这个一个美国人他说我也把钱一丢。
And the same way the American said, I will do the same thing.
掉在外面的是属神的，掉在里面的是属我的。
But instead, whatever fell outside the circle will be God, and whatever is left inside is mine.
那犹太人他来了，他说我所有的都是属神的。
And so Jew came along and said, all I have is God.
他说我把钱往上一丢。
Remember, when I throw my money up,
神要的他自己。他不要的就掉下来。
Whatever you want, will fall on the ground.
掉下来都是我。
And then they will be mine.
犹太人是这么聪明。
They are smart, aren't they?
但是呢，你看现在他们又失去了圣殿。
But look at their condition. They still lost. They have lost the position of the temple.
他们一心想要的要重建这个圣殿。
And they are wholehearted endeavor to rebuild that material temple.
那我曾经看到一本书讲到圣殿一个建重新建造的一个 institute
I read a book talk about an institute that made specialized in the rebuild of the temple
他在里面详细的介绍他们所做的一些事情
inside the book it recorded detail what they are planning to do
他们建立圣殿里面所有需要用的器皿
they have planned in detail what they're going to do about every part of the temple
他特别在那里注明
and with footnotes
他说这个不是做一个模型
says, this is not just a model.
他说这个就是实际圣殿建起来以后他们立刻可以使用的
all the materials were prepared are ready to rebuild the temple immediately
他们预备建殿的材料
they are prepared for the materials
但是他们唯一现在的难处就是那个圣殿的建殿的地方
the problem they have now is a location
所以我们知道以色列人到今天也许他们的眼目还在看见一个外面的殿
Therefore we know most Jews still have their attention on the material structure
但是神叫我们看见
But the Lord wants us to see
他要得着一个属灵的殿
That he desires to receive a spiritual temple
我们就是这个殿
And we are that temple
我们来最后读一下哥林多前书
Lastly, First Corinthians
第六章十九节二十节
Chapter 6Verses 19 and 20.
请我们一起来读。
Let us read them together.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的。所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。岂 不知？
Don't you know?
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？
Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Lord?
今天很多的时候，我们听见圣灵要告诉我们，岂不知啊？
Many times we hear the calling of the Holy Spirit. Say, Don't you know?
今天神在我们身上有没有主权？
Does God have full authority over our life?
他能不能够居首位？
Is He first in our body?
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿？
But don't you know your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?
若他在我们里面没有地位了，
If He has no ground in us.
他必须要离开
Then he has to
他的荣耀不能充满
Because his glory cannot fill the
place 我们整个人就落在一个何等可怜荒凉的光景
And dear brother sister they will be falling into a very pitiful condition
好像我们认识我们从历史当中犹太人的历史中我们所看见的不只是一个外面的殿
And we pray through the history of JewsOur focus will not be an outward material structure.
但是我们所看见的，我们就是神的殿。
But we see that we are the temple.
今天我们要被建立起来。
We are to be built up.
我们也要同被建造。
And together we are built up.
不是圣灵住在我们每一个人里面。
Not only the Holy Spirit dwells in each one of us.
神在这里把我们建造在一起。
But together He's building us.
让他的生命他的性情他的美丽
so that his beauty his life his nature
但在我们个人身上要彰显
can be revealed not only individually to us
要在教会中能够彰显出来
but corporately through his church
教会是他的身体
because church is the body of Christ
是那充满万有者的丰满
is the one that fills all and in all
这些日子我们真的感觉我们的神心里那样的迫切
we really feel the urgency that's in the heart of God
好像我们的主为他的殿心里焦急如同火烧
that he's so zealous for his temple like fire burning
他看见他的殿仍然荒凉
he sees the desolate condition of his church
他在整个家里面还是没有办法得着地位
he has not received his first authority in his church
神要呼召我们
therefore God is sending out a calling
呼召我们都归回
he's calling us to return
他呼召我们都要起来
he's calling us to arise
让神的家里面没有一个是闲站的
so there's no bystander in the house of God.
在建造的日子
In the time of construction
每一个都把自己摆进去
Every one of us should put ourselves in
没有一个说这是你们的工程
No one should say Oh this is your business
没有一个袖手旁观的
No one would just stand by the side
是的仇敌要用他一切的力量在那里攻击
Yes we know enemies are going with them all efforts to destroy us
但是当我们一同站起来
Yet if we stand up together
仇敌没有任何的地位
And there's no way he can hold a ground among us
我们的心欢喜
We will rejoice
我们要向我们的主赞美
And praise to our God
因为他与我们同在
Because we know he is with us
因为他说这殿后代的荣耀要大过先前
Because he said the glory of this house will be greater than the former one
他要我们刚强做工
He wants to be strong and work
让我们能够起来
He wants us to arise
一同来建造
And build up together
我们最后再来唱658首
Let's lastly sing 658
就是我们在第一个晚上我们曾经唱过的这首歌当我们唱的时候若我们真的愿意把我们自己献在你的面前
While we sing this song If we are truly willing to submit ourselves in the hand of God
我们说我们不是做闲站的
If we want to tell the Lord now I will not be a bystander
我们不是袖手旁观的
I will not just stand on the sideline do nothing
我们要一起加入这个建造的
But I will join the construction work
好吧你可以站起来
Then feel free to stand up and sing this song
Thank you.
路亚，赞美主。我们这个弟兄姊妹，在
这个地方祷告。If you
move, feel free to pray.这几天的聚会，我们献上感谢。
And at that time, offer thanks to the Lord for the retreat.
好的，赞美主。哦，赞美主，
赞美主。我们的主，我们为着你的话赞美你，因为借着你的话，我们知道你没有放弃我们，你仍然在这里呼召。你仍然要我们归回，你仍然要我们一同起来建造。赞美主，在新的一年，你再开通我们的耳朵，叫我们有耳可听的都能听。你再开启我们的眼睛，叫我们能够摸着看见你的旨意。哦，赞美我们的主，叫我们一同起来建造。哦，所有蒙救赎的儿女都是为了来侍奉你，所有侍奉你的人都是神的军兵。哦，赞美我们的主，我们起来征战，我们起来为着神的荣耀一同来建造。求我们的神不让我们有一个是退后的，我们个个争先，我们不与这个世界有什么商量，我们不与这个世界有什么妥协。哦，赞美我们的主，叫我们认识基督是我们的元帅，基督是我们的前导者。哦，一切是在基督里。赞美我们的主，哦，基督是一切，也必须是我们的一切。哦，我们的主，我们谢谢你，一年起头的时候，叫我们都被保守在基督里，为着神荣耀的建造。哦，耶稣基督的名祷告。
阿门。
你看见我们所拿献出的，你就喜
悦。阿门。
你看见我们愿意一起建造的心，你就欢喜。我们要相信你施恩保守的大能要随着我们，因为你与我们同在。你纪念我们今年新的一年开始往前，我们个人我们全体在你面前学习过一个尊你伟大的生活，你就来帮助我们。你知道我们的软弱，但是你是我们的刚强。我们就把所有的弟兄姊妹交在主的手中，不叫我们再过没有方向、没有神的目的的生活。我们的心何等的厌倦那样的日子！主，新的一年开始，你再给我们一个好的开头。你天天按着你的圣灵来鼓励我们、提醒我们、加我们力量、吸引我们常转向你，不叫我们停工。什么时候停工，主你就提醒我们，就叫我们起来刚强建造。我们赞美你，因为在你那里有永远的慈爱恩典，我们总可以转向你，投靠在你翅膀下，仰望你的恩典往前。你纪念你的教会，祝福你的工作，做成你的圣殿在我们当中。纪念圣盖博，纪念瓦纳，纪念 Cover City， 纪念全地来为你们赞助的教会，来为你来发光，成为真实的见证。在你来之前，叫我们刚强壮胆，奉耶稣基督的名。
阿门。哈利路亚。主
啊，
主导边，我们先要赞美感谢你。虽然大会已经结束，但是你的话语从来没有落空。
是
的，我们都是你手中的工作。
主，
我们的心赞美感谢你。今早先你再一次让我们起来，服侍在你的面前。没有一个人是闲散的，
人
家中没有闲散的，只有往前的。让我们的心赞美感谢你，因为你是我们的神。哈利路亚！今天你依然要带我们往前而去，你是我们的元帅，我们是你的军兵。让我们赞美感谢，把荣耀都来归给你，奉靠你宝贵的圣
名。阿门。从你话语出来，绝不突然的返回。
We know your words not come out and return in vain.
从你动摇这功，你就必定要成全这功。
If you start a work, we know you will surely complete it.
你呼召我们都起来。
You have called us all to arise.
在建造的日子，我们都加入这个建造的行列。
In the days of construction, we all want to participate.
没有一个是在外面的。
Not let anyone stand on the sideline.
因为你的恩典叫我们有份于建造。
Because of your grace, we all have a part in this construction.
新的一年，我们交在恩主的手里。
Therefore, we entrust this new year in your dear hands.
你与我们同在。
You are with us.
你 叫我们刚强壮胆，都起来建造。哦，当我们团结，我们如同一人。
When we gather together as one.
仇敌没有任何的权势。
The enemy has no ground among us.
哦，这是你荣耀的居所。
And this is your glorious dwelling place.
我们向你俯伏，向你敬拜。
We bow and we worship.
你保守我们，祝福我们。
Keep us.And bless.
你同在中，我们往前而去。
We shall march forward in your presence.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.